Today, February 2nd, and every February 2nd, we rejoice in a great feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. For today celebrates the 40th day since his birth in the cave of Bethlehem, as we celebrate Christ entering the temple at 40 days for the first time as God-man. As God, he dwelled in the Holy of Holies in the temple, and now he comes as God who has taken on human nature. This feast is often called the encounter or the meeting of the Lord, because in the temple he encountered the righteous Simeon and the prophetess Anna. This feast, like so many feasts of our Lord, sings the praises of his condescension to us. The feasts celebrate that the uncontainable God became contained in the Virgin's womb. They celebrate that the one who made the heavens and the earth, all creatures, including us humans, bends himself down to become a creature. And in this present feast, that the very Son of God, who gave Moses the law on Mount Sinai, now comes as a 40-day-old child to fulfill the very law he had given to Moses. God gives the law for us to follow, and then he follows it. It's amazing. The burning coal of divinity contained in the womb of the Mother of God is now held in her arms, and she gives him to us. God is humility. He does nothing other but make himself little, so he doesn't scare us, pouring himself out for us because of his love for us. And on this feast today, we hear that Joseph and the ever-virgin offer up sacrifice, as is prescribed in the law, on the 40th day after the birth of a child. And they were poor. We know that the Theotokos and St. Joseph were poor, because St. Luke tells us that they offered up a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And the law says you're to offer up a lamb. But if you're poor, you offer up the turtle doves or the pigeons. So our Lord was born poor. In the temple, Christ Jesus then, after the offering, encounters two people, Simeon and Anna. The old man Simeon had received a revelation from the Holy Spirit that he, Simeon, would not die before he had seen the Messiah, the Christ. And on that day, it was not coincidence, but the Holy Spirit, who led Simeon into the temple the same day that Joseph and Mary brought in Jesus. And the prophetess Anna, who lived in the temple fasting day and night, came up to the Holy Family and gave thanks to God, and as we heard in the Gospel, spoke of the child to all who were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem. Now Simeon, on seeing the face of this 40-day-old baby, the face of the Son of God in the flesh, he says a hymn that has become the prayer at the conclusion of every Vespers and every prayers of thanksgiving after Holy Communion. And you can look in the pew books to find the prayer. Simeon said, "Now set free your servant, Master, according to your word in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, whom you have prepared before the face of all peoples, light for revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel." The salvation, the light, and the glory are not phenomena or things. Simeon is speaking of a person, the child he holds in his hands, whom he looks in the face, He looks into the face of God made man and calls Christ Jesus salvation before all nations. He calls Jesus light of revelation to the Gentiles, and he calls him the glory of the people Israel, the one who dwells in the Holy of Holies in the temple. Simeon, upon seeing Christ, asks the Lord to free him from this life. That's what those words mean. Now set free your servant. Simeon is saying, Lord, let me die because I have seen you. So that even this life, which is a gift from God, Simeon asks that he may enjoy the fullness of life with Christ in the kingdom of heaven. And these same words, now set free your servant, this same thought, God, take me, we place on our lips and on our heart when we have received Christ Jesus in Holy Communion. After communion, when we say the prayers of thanksgiving, if we say them, when we say, my eyes have seen your salvation, light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel, we say this as we hold salvation, light, and glory within us, the one we long for. And having received him, we ask him to bring us to him. This spiritual attitude shows us how we Christians view death, not as something to be feared. No, not at all. Christ has conquered death by his own death. He has defeated it in his resurrection. Christ has made physical death not the end of life, but rather a change in how life is lived. And Christ himself tells us that if we live in an evil way, then the resurrection will be one of judgment. Our being near to God in this way will be as burning fire. But Christ tells us if we live in him now, then the resurrection will be one of life. And our being near to God in this way will be light and joy. For the way we live in Christ here on earth continues even after this earthly life. We give care to live in Christ in this life, receiving him who is salvation, light, and glory in Holy Communion, so that when we die physically, we realize it is not destruction, but the passing from one way of living in Christ here on earth to the way of life in Christ that the saints now have. And especially at Holy Communion, this prayer of Saint Simeon is put on our lips again and again as we look to Christ and behold him in us, so that our passing from this life is the fulfillment of the life in Christ we began at baptism. And to him, Christ our God, be all glory with the Father and the Spirit.